前弟兄姐妹听不听见我讲话？
Brother, 我
耳朵不好，常常人讲到我听不见，我又不好意思讲，所以我讲话你们听得见吗？
Can you hear Brother Ron?
Can you hear? 听见哈？听得见？
听得见。
好， yeah. 好，那我们就今天开始，我们读那个创世纪25章，好，我们用起因的方式，我念一节，弟兄姐妹读一节。
你要起身中英文一起吗？起身中英文一起，中文英文同时。还是要分开读。
先念中文，然后英文就你读一遍好了， okay. 好不好？
So we'll read together in Chinese, and after that I'll read once in English.
我们用起因方式，我读一节，弟兄姐妹读一节。好，我讲完你们听得见哈，听得见哈。生产的日子，我戴眼镜拿上来，对不起，老迷糊。我怕热，将衣服脱掉可以哈。
Can he take off his suit?
Okay, 我这个是，你知道，问题很多。OK， 生产的第24节，生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮毛。他们就给他取名叫以扫。
哇，人扫完没有声音哈。随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他们取名叫雅各。雅各就是抓住的意思。利伯家生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正60岁。以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味，利伯家却爱雅各。以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。”因此以扫又叫以东，以东就是红的意思。以扫说：“我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？”于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，起来便走了。于是以扫轻看他长子的名分。我们一同读27章41节。以扫因他父亲给雅各的祝福，就怨恨雅各，心里说：“为我父亲居丧的日子近了，到时候我要杀我的兄弟兄雅各。”我们先看看当时的风俗习惯。我们先看看当时的风俗习惯。
Let's read
English first.
So we'll read once in English, and if the English speaker you want to read with me, you can read with me. So in the Genesis chapter 25, verse 24. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in the womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grabbing Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. The boy grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, Let me have some of the red stew. I am famished. That is what he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, First, sell me your birthright. Look, I am about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me? But Jacob said, Swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. And in the 27, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, Esau hold a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to himself, The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob.
我在2002年的时候花点时间，根据那个圣经学者Adam Clark 的计算，这个以撒有多少羊、多少牛、多少骆驼、多少婢女、工人等等加起来，用他的数字，我多多估计了一下，要打电话到国家去问，一条牛多少钱，一条羊多少钱，我加了一下，是11年前是$300 million，就是3亿美金，三亿美金。
So in year 2002, Brother Ron tried to do the estimate. So he based on how many animals and how many things.
Based on the Bible scholar, Adam Clark.
Based on the Bible scholar, Adam Clark. And he did a study and with all the process what Esau has. Is it Isaac or Esau?
Isaac
has. Yeah. And then and its estimate is about, 11 years ago, the value is about $300 million.
Yeah, 3亿美金。
It's 300 million.
他的长子就得2亿美金。
And his oldest son get $20 million.
然后呢，长子是一家之主，那个是个族长时代。我们记得在这个时间发生在，我计算了一下，是1964年。
And this is about 1960 BC, and the value.
我计算了一下，如果是我的计算数字不会差几年，所以到现在算的话是3977年。
It's about 3977 years ago.
所以很接近4000年前，在4000年前是个家族时代，家族时代一家的族长的话，那时候所谓的国家，你看当时我们看那个创世纪，这个亚伯拉罕他一个人可以打败五个皇的国王，甚至四王五王之战都能晓得，所以他们人口是抵在当时一个国王的所以这个钱很多，而且族长的话我小时候有一个经验，我回到故乡，我故乡是中国到1000多年前宋朝的规矩，我祖父是乡长，你要乡长怎么样呢？你犯了罪，乡长说你死，你就死了。
So back then, it's in 4,000 years ago, it's a family, it's kind of family style when the leader of the family has the absolute power, Brother Ron has his personal experience, and back then, if in a small town, and for the leader, if the leader want you die, and then you die.
他有三种权利，立法、司法、行政的权，全部集中在一个人。
So he has three rights. The first one he can establish the law. The second one is he can run the law, and then the third one and he can execute the law.
同样，他们犹太民族也很重要，祝福，所以他的父亲的祝福。这非常重要。
In the culture of Jew, the blessing from father is very important.
这个时候，雅各在这个事情以后，继续欺骗他，骗他父亲，得到他父亲的祝福。
And after this things happened, Jacob continued deceiving his father, and he received his father's blessing.
所以，以扫下了决心，在他父亲死了以后，就要将这个弟弟干掉。
So Eden,
41节讲得很清楚。
Make a decision. He was going to kill his brother after his father deceived.
好，我们现在就是雅各做一件事情， 就用这个来换一碗红豆汤。
So what Jacob did is try to exchange everything with a stew.
你们觉得他这个人笨不笨
？Do you think he's Esau is stupid?
哪个觉得他聪明的，请举手。
If you think he's smart, Esau was smart. Raise your hand.
没有人这样笨，不但如此，不但如此。
你晓得，
从此以后，这个以色列民族和这个以东民两个族杀害了4000年。
And so, now, so after that, Israel and Eden, these two countries has fight for 400.
Jordan. 现在的约旦。
Oh, okay. Jordan and Eden has been fighting for 400
years. Israel. 下一个图。
Next slide.
你看哈，这个图现在是最近代的今天的图，但是约旦河这下面，这个约旦下面这个沙地阿拉伯，这个 purple color 的是约旦，这边是以色列，下面这个是沙地阿拉伯，这一带下面这一带都是以东的地，他们。
So this is a more close to today's map. The purple one is belong to Judea, and then the other one is belong to Israel.
Okay.
And then on the bottom, on the lower part, that belong to Eden.
在以赛亚书，在阿莫斯书，在以西结，都有很有特别一本书专门讲以东的，就是俄巴底五底姆俄巴底亚书。这个他们两族的残杀的不得了，然后将人家那个孕妇的肚皮都剥开，将婴孩杀掉。这几千年来，这碗红汤，这是残忍的不得了。你当时赢就吃大亏，吃大亏以后，这个后患无穷。一直打到今天，你们就看叙利亚，今年你最近有看新闻哈？叙利亚就是这两个国家是这个世仇，这碗红豆汤带来的，值不值得？
So we know in the book of the Bible in Obadiah, in that book it has described how the Eden and also they fight with Israel.
Yeah.
And even now if you look at the recent history in the Syria, it's a lot of very crucial fighting in these countries, in these two countries.
好吧，我们同地头祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的主，
就
求你，亲爱的灵浇灌在每个弟兄姐妹的心中。
May you pour your spirit to every brother's heart.
我们每个人有少年、中年、老年，时光很快。
The time is passing faster.
我们不晓得犯了多少错。
We don't know how many sins we have committed.
我们不晓得面临好多的试探。
We don't know to judge, to distinguish many.Temptation.
我们也不要做了多少愚蠢的事情。
And we did so many things, it's so stupid.
主啊，求你的圣灵光照我们。
And may your Holy Spirit enlighten us.
让我们走跟着你走光明的十字道路。
So we can walk with you to the brighter road.
主啊，求你真是祝福以下的时间，让你的话语进入我们的心中，然后以后我们做一个聪明人，做一个合乎主心意的人，能够荣耀真光教会，更荣耀你的名。
And may your word touch our heart, may the message touch your heart, so we can all follow your way and to be the righteous person and follow your way.
我们这样感恩的祈求祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
好，今天我站在这里和大家分享这个。
So today I'm here to share with everyone.
是一个罪人的身份。
I come here as a sinner.
是一个蒙恩得救的罪人。
It's a blessed sinner.
Yeah, 蒙恩。
It's receive grace.
那么我也犯了很多，我没有信主以前也犯了很多罪，犯了很多，做了很多呆头呆脑的事情。信了主以后。还做，只是一天一天的减少。
And I did a lot of stupid things and then do a lot of sin before I become before I believe in the Lord. And even I believe in the Lord, I still do it, but it's just doing a little bit less.
好，先给大家有两个很重要的一个观念。
So I want to give everyone two very
我们从这个故事 从这个故事以后，我们得两个看。第一就是说，加拉太书六章第六节讲，好，我们一同读读，让这个话语渗在我们心中。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着圣灵种的，必从圣灵收获，收败坏，情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。这是加拉太书第六章第七节。
In the Galatians chapter six, and then verse seven, it talk about 就是不要自欺。
第七节。
And then talk about do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reap what he sow.
Yeah, 下去。
The one who sow to please his sinful nature from the nature will reap destruction. The one who sow to please the spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life.
我在深圳的时候啊，什么都没有种，种了这个番茄和这个一个桃子树。
And I did not plant too many things. I only plant the tomato and peach.
种了三十几年，我每年种番茄都出番茄。
I plant the tomato, and then every year I reap tomato.
从来没有一天种番茄出黄瓜，还没有试过。
And I never plant the tomato, but I reap the cucumber.
种什么收什么。
Whatever you reap, whatever you.
而这段加拉太书我很熟。
And I'm familiar with
this verse,
Galatians, this particular this verse.
Galatians, 我后来我退休了，有一天。我又采番茄了。
So one day I retire and then I reap the tomato again.
突然间，圣灵将这两句话放在我心中。
So suddenly these two words came to my heart.
哎呀，我种了38年、36年的番茄，每年就出番茄。哎呀，这个种什么收什么，以后我做什么坏事我就收什么坏事，我做什么好事收什么好事，而且我子子孙孙都要收。
And this word came to me, so I know whatever I plant, I receive. And if I do, I plant the bad thing, and I reap the bad thing. If I plant the good thing, and I receive the good thing.
有时候圣灵圣经你读了没有用的，有时候真是圣灵特别感动你，我就几乎出了一身冷汗。而且想想以前做事情，想，我说这不得了啊，这个种什么收什么，这个定律没有改了，从此。神创造这个宇宙以来，这个定律就没有改，你做什么说什么。
So I was sometimes reading the Bible when I really thought about those words, I start sweating, and this rule never changes. Whatever you plant, whatever you reap.
好一点，种的是先种后收，对不对
？And the other way is you plant first, then you reap later.
然后呢，收的一定比种的多。
And whatever you reap is always more than what you plant.
我种一个番茄树，那个番茄多得不得了。
And I just have one tomato seed, but I got lots of tomatoes.
我种了好多这个番茄，后来有几年，尤孟母不在，到纽约去了。哎呀，我发现这哪边去吃，我就请我们教会弟兄姐妹来采。哎呀，就是这个收获的一定比种的多。
And in so many years when Sister Rong was not here, and so I just have so many, so I could not finish it. So I asked the brother and sister from church to come receive it. So we know whatever we reap is always more than what we plant.
告诉你，这个是不但是番茄，人也是这样子。
I tell you, it's not only for tomato, even for people.
你以为这你种点坏事，对你一个人有害，对你全家有害，对你的儿子儿子女都有害，对你朋友都有影响。你们不晓得影响多大。同样的，你做对的事情也出乎你意料之外。我有这个真亲眼，我今天要讲的话，今天其他事情都不要讲了。
So, it's also for the people, it's the same. Whatever you do, one bad thing, you see, it's only impact you, but it's not only impact you, it's also impact your family, your kid, and your friend, the people surround you. So, they are, the same thing is when you do the good thing, it's the same thing will impact all the friends around you.
我准备这个时候没有准备到要翻译，所以可能会长一点。你们打瞌睡也允许的哈。
So this is a little bit long. So,
好，
it's okay.
我现在就问你一个问题：像你既然这样子，为什么人像我们或者以扫会做这样呆的事情，这样愚蠢的事情？为什么明明晓得这样呆还做？而且另外讲，他为这个做这件事情的基本原因在哪里？
So even we know this is the truth, but why the people and Esau will do this stupid thing? What is the main reason we are doing it?
第二个就是说，我们为什么在试探下跌倒？
And the second question is why we will stumble under the temptation.
怎样我们才不要陷入这些试探的陷阱罗网之下？
And the next one is how can we avoid to get into this temptation?
比方你读这段圣经有什么感想？我就是这样讲。为什么我们犯这错误？这毛病在哪里？基本原因在哪里？
So,
第二次，我们怎为什么在试探下要跌倒？第三，我们怎么样能够不受试探的影响
？So I don't know how you read this Bible verse, but when I read it, this is a three question come to me. Why we are doing it? Why we get into this temptation? How can we avoid the temptation?
第一个回答
the first answer.
就是人类与生俱来的罪性。
The first one is because we were born with sin, with sinful nature.
我们看看这约翰一书二章十六十七，我念一下，你也晓得。约翰一书二章十六十七。
So the first one is First John chapter 2 verse 16 and
17. 我先读哈，因为凡世界啊，对，我从十。我从十五读起好了，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。请记住看你的十七节，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
In First John, chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father.But from the world. The world and its desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
叫做肉体的情欲，我们活在世界上，我们要吃东西，吃东西不是错，不吃我们就死。
And we talk about the craving of the sinful man, and it's like us, like we have to eat in this world. If we don't eat, then we die.
我们中国的圣人孟子讲了食色性也。
And so the Confucian say the
Monks
was talking about eat
and sex
is the nature of human being.
吃东西对的，吃东西延续我们的生命。
And eat is right, it continue our life.
性延续人类的生命。
And sex is continue the human being.
但是我们吃过量的吃，不应该吃东西，吃过量。就是美国现在糖尿病什么什么心脏病生病，都是中国讲的祸从口入。
And so there's a
病从口入。
But if you eat too much, then it causes a lot of problem, like a diabetic, like a heart disease. And we know whatever you eat, that overeat, that's where the problem come from.
不应该吃着吃喝酒，不应该抽的烟抽烟。现在美国说抽烟不好，哎，结果大麻烟可以抽。我再过一阵子的话，大麻烟不可以抽，要抽鸦片烟。
So we know whatever the eat.If something we should not eat, something we should not drink, we should not drink, and even the smoke is not a good thing. But there are many people, they don't smoke the cigarette, and then now they were smoking the
marijuana,
and even with the opiate later.
就是过量的食不应该吃食，同样性欲也是性生活过量的性生活。美国这个学校哈，真是讲句难听话。美国就是叫做啊，十几年前、二十几年前，毛泽东还在的时候，有个人就说，大陆的教育叫做白痴教育，叫的神毛泽东讲什么就相信什么，就白痴教育。美国什么教育呢？禽兽教育，教小孩教的像禽兽一样。
So they talk about the In the United States, people overeat, overdrink, and they're overdoing things. In China, the leader had to say once, whatever the education from China was teaching, it's an idiot's education, and everybody thought the leader is the God. But in the United States, they teach us animal.
现在美国那个教育，从小学就教什么同性恋，这是胡说八道，什么人权，这不是人权，授权。也不是授权，禽兽也没有教坏，
这是什么
摸不权？我表示没有权，这个是罪恶。
In the United States, even from the elementary school, they start teaching about the gay rights, and they talk about it's a human right, but it's not a true human right.
我晓得我们州也通过，再过几年我再讲这个话，他们就抓我去坐牢，我也准备坐牢了，我快80岁了。死在监牢里面也没什么关系哈。
And even a few years later, it probably become by law the gay right is right. So if I speak this again, I probably will get sent to jail.
这个情侣很奇妙的，这个请你先放 the next slide。你看这个约翰约书讲了三点，就说肉体情欲、眼目情欲、精神骄傲这三个东西啊，真是。分不开，真分不开的。讲一讲就是自我。
Okay, in first John, you talk about all these three things, and then the sinful nature, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting of the pride, and also the
每样东西叫自我。
Everything is combined to myself.
我举个例子，你想吃东西，对不对？
For example,
你眼睛一看到。其实也是眼目情欲，看到想吃，有时候吃不下，看到想吃，看到那个鸦片要抽鸦片，看到都要吸毒。先用眼睛看，眼目情欲为了是满足肉体情欲，有时候也是满足精神的骄傲。这个东西，你帮助我，我帮助你，最后目的就是为体贴自己，为自我。
So it's for the craving of the human sinful nature is kind of combine everything. You want to eat because you see first. You want to smoke because you see it first. So it's all linked together and then to satisfy your own need.
这很奇怪。比如像大卫，他一看到一个美人出浴，就看了几秒钟，以后其实上看起来好像是眼目情欲，实际上也是肉体情欲，也是精神骄傲。最后大卫强奸人家，杀人家。谋杀这个乌利亚。
So it's like King David. It's just by watching for a beautiful woman take a bath, and it's not only for his eyes, it's also for his craving of the sinful nature, and also for his boasting, for his pride. It's all combined together. Eventually, he killed the husband of this woman.
要整个人类的历史，这是一个悲惨的历史。你翻翻看。你看这叙利亚杀了多少人，美国人也啊，我们不谈政治，这就是一个人的罪性，以自我为中心，以自我为中心就骄傲嫉妒，最后斗争残杀。
And this is really talk about human history. It's very very sad, but that's how human being because we have this craving of the sinful nature and the lust of our eyes and also the boasting of what we have, and that's why it caused a lot of war.Between human being.
我教你一本《资治通鉴》，是鄱阳江那个文言文改成白话文的，一共有72本，很大。
So I have a set of book. It's from the Chinese. It's called《资治通鉴》. There are 72 books.
从第一页到最后一页，就是权力斗争、眼目情欲、肉体情欲、精神骄傲。你细心看每件事情都这样子，你看那个里面是残忍，你看古时候中国人残忍到什么地步，你不讲话不对，皇帝将你丢在大汤锅里面叫烹刑，烹将你煮掉。
So in that book it's 70 books from the beginning to the end is all talk about how to grab the power and everything talk about in there is about the craving of the sinful nature and also the lust of the eyes and also the boast of pride.And even in the emperor, when the emperor in old China, when he got very angry, he can give a very crucial punishment, which is cook the person and put the person in a big boiling pot and cook.
这个是话，这是我们逃不掉的。我们是人， 我们活在世上，我们有肉体，我们这个肉体是被我们负担。第一个就是这是根本没有，我们中国人全世界人都想做好人。我活了77年哈，比你们可能老一点点哈。我在77年之间，从来没有碰到一个人说，永先生、永伯伯、永弟兄，我想做坏人，我还没听过。另外说，我不但想做坏，不但是坏人，而且想做坏人，不但想做坏人，立志做坏人。您碰到这样的人，你碰过没有？
So、
碰来哦，对不起。
So for all the human being, we all want to do good things, and then but we have this our body, our sinful nature in there. So we never heard somebody say, I make up my mind to be a bad person. We never saw anybody like that.
好了，每个都做好人。那么5000年来，每个做好人，这个世界就应该一天比一天好。到现在应该好得不得了了。
And in 5,000 years, if everybody wants to be a good person, and then the world should be better and better now.
我们现在应该建立一个理想世界，没有，就一天比一天坏。
So we supposed to be in this ideal world, but no, we are getting worse and worse in this world.
所以人要立志，不被试探，在试探下跌倒是不可能的。
So if we want to make up our mind and then we won't stumble under the temptation, that's impossible.
好，那我们先第二讨论，为什么我们在试探下跌倒？
And the second one is why we stumble under the temptation.
好，我们就答案，两个答案。
So the answer.
第一个，
就是说如果我们体贴情欲，只顾眼前，试探就成了我们的，就控制了我们。如果我们体贴情欲，只顾现在，那个试探对我们就很大力量，我们就像奴隶一样被他控制。
So this is because if we follow our sinful nature and we only see what in front of us, and then the temptation will control us.
一点不错，我们这就讲你是怎么样一个人，你。好，我讲讲为什么这是，前面就是你是什么样一个人，你是怎样的人，你就容易被试探控制。
And this is talk about whatever a person we are, and then it's easier to be controlled by the temptation.
我以前在那个 Hanford 上班，因为是叫做原子弹，所以每个有安全调查，他跟人家说就常调这个财政，你花钱乱花的钱的人呐、啊，不管你花去赌博也好，嫖也好，吸毒也好，凡是乱花钱不够用的人。他多半不给你这个安全通过，为什么呢？你钱不够的时候，出卖美国情报的机会就大大增加。
So when I used to work for the nuclear center, is that nuclear?
Yeah.
Work for the nuclear center, and we have to do the checking, the background checking, and then the way they check is to check on your finance. If you spend a lot of money, and in general, doesn't wherever you spend the money, and in general, they won't let you pass the security.Because the more money you spend, it's easier you sell the information you have.
乱花钱就是你没有什么剩钱，常常钱不够用。
It's if you just like spend all the money and then you don't have enough money, and then they won't let you pass the security because the situation is you probably will sell this country the information to others.
Compromise, we are
the compromise.
我当时查为什么觉得他们查这个财政，就你的经济情况这样重要，现在越想越对。你就被这个情欲控制。
And now we think about this, they check the finance. It's very important, which is right, because that means you have been controlled by your sinful nature.
第二点，在什么时候这个试探显得更有力量？第一就是我们是怎么样的人？我们是这个厌乐，这个花钱，这个喜欢现世，喜欢漂亮，不好就不应该讲喜欢漂亮，就是贪爱世界、体贴情欲的人。我们容易犯罪。第二点，在什么时候容易犯罪？在我们身心灵软弱的时候、脆弱的时候，我们的性格上的弱点和我们罪性就完完全全暴露出来，这个试探就成了我们的网罗。
So the first is what kind of person we are. If we are the person we only care about what in front of us, and then we follow our sinful nature, and then it's easy to sin. And the second situation is when we are weak in our body, in our heart, and also in our spirit. And then that will display our weakness. That will expose our weakness for our character, our personality, and the sin will just expose, and then the temptation will get us.
你晓得，一体贴这那个情绪的话， 你就说勤业奴隶，你身不由己。我以前有个中学一个同学，中学定我一件，大学定我一件，念化工系的，后来在美国得了博士学位，很不幸他后来上了毒瘾，哎呀，赌得倾家荡产。他父亲是台湾的一个大公司的老板，千万富豪。后来他父亲死了以后，他常对我面前抱怨他父亲不给钱给他。我现在我说你父亲太聪明了，钱不能给你。但是他父亲死了又分家，也分了几百万美金，他就到拉斯维加斯赌得清清光光，倾家荡产。啊，这个朋友哈，你从他讲道理，他全不晓得。哎，他有一次还对我讲，要问我借，说他下面的员工他发不起薪水，问我借几千块。哎，我好了，就借给他，借给他以后，他说，荣弟兄，他不还给你，你不要找我。我借给他的时候，我晓得一定不会还的。不过我就讲一句话，就说，并不是你的聪明、你的才智、你的家庭背景，你被这个情欲控制以后，你逃不出去。他像乖乖的，像我们去的拉斯维加斯。下飞机，下飞机，他先到拉手下飞机，人家铺红地毯来接他，因为财神爷到了，所以几天钱就花光了。
Yeah, so talk about if we really follow our sinful nature, and then it's very easy for us to get into this temptation. Brother Rong has a friend. He addicted to the gambling, so he used all his money, and he complained his dad did not give him money. And eventually, when his dad passed away, gave him the inherit for a few millions US dollar, and he just spent all that money in Las Vegas, just in a few days.
我们现在讲讲看以扫，以扫在这个三十一节，他讲，他说我。三十二节说，我累昏了，你给红汤我吃。然后三十二节说，我将要死了。他是饿，我晓得他是饿，是疲倦，是不会死，不会死啊。这样，就是现在要，我就是你看哈，这个情欲和这个子宫母前就是发生相当关系。你为了情欲，一定是要现在要，急得不得了，等都不能等。
So we look at Esau. When he went home, and then he told Jacob, he said he's famished, and then he's tired, and he nearly died. So he just want to get the stew. But in fact, even he did not eat that stew, he won't die. So we know it's really he just follow his sinful nature, and then he only see what's in front of him, not seeing far away. And that's why.
如果你相信他讲话，说我将要死了，我长子名分有什么用？他不会死。所以他就是要在八零年代初，美国流行一句话，那年轻人现在都还更厉害了，就说我要什么就要得什么，就现在就要。
And so in so Esau, Esau was he won't die. We know he won't die if he doesn't eat that. In the 80s, the new age, and when
the instant gratification.
The instant gratification. So whatever I want, I just want it now.
Yeah, so, 他们就说 ，I want what I want. I want it now. 你知道这个理解？我这就是标准以扫。
And this is for this in 80s, those young American is just like 以扫。
情欲的事情一定要现在要。那我这个故事的举这个第一个就以扫，一碗铜头汤。同样的，在这个以色列。大卫有个儿子，大卫的长子叫暗论。这个暗论这个人呢，喜欢他的同父异母的妹妹，就简直是乱来，就最后就强奸他妹妹塔玛。
So this is a very typical Esau. Whatever he wanted, he's craving, he just needed now. And the other example is the oldest son of King David. For Ammon, he loved his sister Tamar, so he just raped his sister.
圣经上讲了，他强奸他妹妹，他妹妹反抗，最后他将他妹妹赶出去。他都说这个圣经说他恨他妹妹超过爱他妹妹，这种情欲不是爱，请记住了，情欲是不是爱？今天就要的不是爱。所以很多不管女的男女生男生女人男人，爱情要能够等待的，不能等待的爱情就不是爱情，就是情欲。 这个他玛后来被他哥抢救，这故事很悲惨，最后迦沙龙将暗门杀掉。我们不讲，就讲这个说，这个凡是轻易容易都要立刻要，像我们中国也有一个武则天，他要做皇帝，他妈妈和他哥反对，他大怒，立刻派人将他哥哥杀掉，给个毒药给他母亲吃，叫他母亲杀掉，他哥轻易杀掉，就为了得那个权利。他要 power， 就是凡是亲密的东西，就是我现在就要要。
So first talk about the Anan. Anan he raped his sister Tama, and then he asked Tama to leave to kick her out because he has this craving of the sex which is not love. So if it's a true love that can wait, it's the same as a king of the female emperor, 武则天, her mom did not want her to be the emperor, and then so she killed her mom and her brother.
Next slide, 下一个。我们现在是回答第一个问题。下一个 slide， 我们再回答。第一，你体贴肉体的话，就成为情欲的奴仆，你身不由主。同时，你轻看律法，你看这个案论，他犹太法根本就不能同父异母的姐妹结婚，也更不能通奸，他全部犯立法，他根本就失去天良，他对他的亲妹，对，所以这个做事情同样的，以扫也是这样，要杀自己的兄弟，吃完红肠也最后杀兄弟。
So when we follow the craving of the sinful nature, and then we become the slave of the sinful nature, and we'll despise the law of God, and we also it's also will totally lost our conscience and our reasoning, and so like Esau will try to kill his brother.
我们下面一个 slide， 所以他只顾目前，这个你是情欲的就只顾目前，
so、
只顾目前的一定是情欲。
And if they only look at the word right in front of them, it's all from the sinful nature.
比如说哈，我们见这个何玉勇在里，你要是要练 PhD， 你不是说我今天要就要，你还要先练一好多书，你要说考这个试考那个试，写这个论文那个论文，总要搞个两三年四五年，你要这样东西，这些就不是情欲，要得 PhD 就不是情欲，你要得什么练医生、练法律、练工程，你都要花很多时间，凡是情欲就是现在要。你不是轻易东西都不是，你要真的同意爱一个女人，尊严你不是现在的，都是要等待啊。就是说，凡是这个注目前的，就是不顾日后影响。你看那个以扫吃了红肠以后，他们打仗打了四千年，不晓得多人死了。第二，他轻看永生，他没有人生方向。你为什么要做这事情？安禄为什么要做事情？讲不出道理来。
Yeah, so we talk about like Yu Zong, she's studying PhD, or anyone who wants to be a doctor or PhD, or doctor or lawyer, you have to spend time to study. It's not just you want it and you get it immediately. So it does take time, it does take waiting, and it does take a long process for you to get what you want. So those are not those not what we're talking about, sinful nature. So we know whoever is only look at what the satisfaction for now, and then they are not looking for what's the impact for the future. So like Esau, just because one stew, so they are 4,000 years fighting in there, and also they will despise their everlasting life, and then they lost their purpose of their life too.
所以我们要解决这个基本问题是我们不要体贴眼前，不要只顾眼前，也不要体贴情欲。如果我们不是体贴情欲，我们体贴圣灵，我们如果不只顾眼前，我们就这个试探不能控制我们。
So if we don't want to be controlled by the temptation, then we should not just watch what in front of us. We should not just follow whatever the sinful nature. We need to follow the Holy Spirit. So the temptation won't control us.
好，在什么情形下我们讲得很开心？其实我们每一个人，你有一碗，我有一碗，我们每个人都一碗红豆汤。我们每个人的性格不同，性格有的人。胆小，有人胆子大，有人勇敢，有的仔细，等等等等，男的女不同，我们有不同的弱点，
so,
但是我们都一碗红豆汤。
So every single one of us actually we have one stew in our hand, It doesn't matter your personality, you are brave or you are scared, very easy get scary. We all have a stool for our own.
而且这碗红汤在必要时候就端在你眼前。
And this stool in the needed moment will just bring in front of you.
Next slide. 下面，所以在我们心哦，第一，在我们饥饿的时候，我们就容易受试探。
And the other one is to talk about when we are hungry, then we are easy to accept the temptation.
And tired.
When tired, hungry and tired, then.
在我们无所顾忌的时候，是无所事事、没有谁闲的时候，我们也容易犯罪。
And whenever we have we careless or have nothing to do, and that is the time we are easy to sin.
我们中文常叫做阴沟翻船，这种就是阴沟翻船的事情。
And in Chinese we say like you fall in the ditch. That's what it means.
当我们很愤怒的时候，我们也容易犯罪。
And also when we were angry, it's easy to sin.
啊，就是我可以每个东西我可以讲不了多少例子。
I can give
同时我们一样，在孤单寂寞的时候，我们容易犯罪。
And when we are lonely, we are easy sin.
我们得意忘形、趾高气扬、得意的时候犯罪。
And when we are pride, we are easy sin.
然后我们恐惧的时候、惧怕的时候。忧伤的时候，我们也容易犯罪。
And when we are sad and hopeless and scared, that's easy to sin.
将这个记下来，到这种时光，一到这个时光，赶快，我教你们大家背一下背一句话。
And memorize all those situations. So wherever it happens, I'll let you memorize a word.
好，我们首先看看我们第一个，这红豆汤，我还特别选了一个红豆汤，那个碗上面有个万字。
So
that's the, 其实是应该万万，那万字你们应该看不清楚。
It's a stew and even has a, the word means 10,000.
Yeah, 实际上是万万，两万万，这碗红豆汤，以扫就是这个例子啊，第一个以扫。
This is an example of
在饥饿困乏时候，成了一个红豆汤。
When he's hungry, tired.
你食欲很强的时候，这就是你的红豆汤。
So for Esau, it's when he's hungry, tired, and he's a desire to eat.
在美国这种情形比较少，在中国古时候这种情形很多。我可以讲很多故事，大概时间不太够，我就不讲。但是中国这种故事太多了。我以前听过一个故事啊，很快同你们讲。有一个人他一直请人家在这十九世纪末叶就是清朝末叶的时候，中国在福建有一个人请客，请吃。红烧猪脚，现在洗红烧一个不然回事。哦，对不起。
So there is a story about in the end of 19th century, and there was one person invite friend and then to eat the
福建在福建
in 福建 Providence and then invite people to eat the pig feet.
这个红烧猪脚，哎，就忘记以前刚好不小心就忘记请他朋友吃。
And he forgot to invite his friend.
不，你其中有朋友，有朋友。
He only invite one friend.
那个朋友一直找他麻烦。那朋友就
推
广他 ，his friend not invited.
Oh, okay. So one of his friend was not invited, so he always pick on him.
哇，就是专门找他麻烦。
So always pick on him.
嗯，就给他很多困难。
And give him a lot of trouble.
最后这个人说，某某人，我什么地方对不起你？你讲，我是凡事拖我捣蛋。
And so this host asked his friend, say, "What do I do wrong with you?"
然后他大叫一声红烧猪脚。
So then he just speak loud, the pig feet.
所以有时候我们讲这个人叫红烧猪脚。
So、
啊，他以前不高兴，就是你看一碗这个红烧猪脚，这气成这样子。
So sometimes we call people the pig feet. It's just that just one bowl of the pig feet, and then he got so angry because he was not invited.
记了好多年。
He hated for many years.
好，第二个，啊不，第六个错了 ，the number second， 第二个，不，前面，有六碗，有六碗东西了。第二碗 ，the number two， OK， 在无所顾忌、无所事事，最好例子就是大卫。大卫在艰苦的岁月里面，真是像圣人一样。他可以杀扫罗，他都不杀，真的好像不得了，真是像神的仆人。但是到他做了 OK。
So for David, for King David, the second situation is when you have, when we are careless and we have nothing to do. Like King David, in his hardest time, he won't even kill King Saul. So he's like a saint.
这样一个人，结果做了皇帝，人家去前面打仗，他老兄在家里睡大觉，营业很不对了。虽然大家跑到那个皇宫顶上左看右看，看那个美人出浴。哎呀，就几秒钟，做了伤天害理。
And then, but later on, when he became the king, and then he, when the war is happening, but he got nothing to do. He's sleeping in his temple, and he sleep till afternoon. Wake up and then go watching the women take a bath, and then just a few seconds, and then he just caused a big sin.
搞得全家，然后神说：“你这样做。”你的刀剑不离开你家。
So God said, when whatever he did, so the sword will never leave his home.
所以他们大卫家后来惨得不了。所以你看哈，我们都是要不计后果。你这些做事情就是不计后果。这，所以我们就是不要以为年纪大，像我家每天要靠主，就是你看哈，大卫做事情真是不，我们老是以为老头这个信誉总会降低了。哎，这个老头坏得不得了。
So King David, in the end, and just because what he did, and it caused his whole family a lot of trouble. So even with an older age like David, he still sinned.
这种因为年轻人在犯罪，结果像年轻的那个约瑟，我计算是21岁到22岁的时候，他的那个主人波提法的太太要同他通奸，他都不同。他你看他年轻人应该犯这种奸淫罪他不犯反而是这个大卫王犯你看就是没看到没有并不是大卫笨并不是这个约瑟聪明约瑟是靠神
And just like Joseph when he was about 21-22 years old when his master Potiphar tried to his wife tried to tempt him and then he won't even sin and but King David is an older age and but he, when he sees this pretty woman and then he sin
你看到没有哈这就是约瑟一生的宝贝他讲了一句话他不是说我做这个事情给人发现怎么办我做这个事情如果被巴提法发现怎么办我做了这个事情以后我名誉在哪里我做了这他全都没有他怎么讲我怎能做这大恶得罪神
So for Joseph, he say what he did, it's because he has God. And for him, he say he did not say, well, how about my master found out what I did with his wife, or what happened to what people talk about me? He never really say that. He only say, well, if I did this way, I'm against God, so I won't do it.
所以敬畏神是防备一切的所有的试探的最好的方法。
So fear of the Lord is the best way to avoid all the temptation and sin.
第三，当我们愤怒填胸的时候，容易犯罪。这种故事多得不得了。我举个小故事，十几年前我看一个看西雅图 Times， 这个西雅图日报，有一个年轻人吸毒，他妈妈骂他，
so,
说你、
So talk about when people get angry, it's easy sin. And it's that more than 10 years ago when I read a story in Seattle Times, there was a young man and he has
for drugs. Yeah.
He addicted to drugs and his mom scored him.
这个人的朋友说叫你妈妈干掉。
And his friend said, just kill your mom.
结果他怎么样叫他妈妈杀掉。
So what he did, he really killed his mom.
他妈妈爱他，他妈说你爸爸也是吸毒，搞得一塌糊涂。你现在吸毒是讲真话，结果他不晓得，他以为他妈妈死了，敌人一枪将他妈干掉。我一这个故事一直就想着一个人在愤怒的时候根本完全失去理性。
So this young man, his mom really loved him, and his mom told him, say, even your father, he addicted to drug. That's why it's caused his whole life is miserable. So you should not addicted to drug. But this young man did not understand his mom loved him. So under the anger, so he killed his mom.
讲这地方，我没有信主以前，我也是脾气很坏的人。再讲讲自己丢脸的事情。我现在练那个博士的时候。
When I was before I believed in the Lord, I am also a bad temper when I was in my PhD program.
然后我同我的一个 advisor 处得不好。
So I did not get along with my advisor.
因为我很骄傲，看不起他。
Because I'm very proud, I look down on him.
所以我们有时候就争论。
So sometimes we argue.
所以有一天我很生气。
So one day I got so angry.
我们吵得很厉害的时候。
So we fight badly.
然后我将他所有他的论文在地上一丢。
So I take all his paper and then just throw.
当了很多人，当了很多人就。丢了，我说我根本不要练这个，我跑到其他学校练，没有什么了不起。
In front of him, and then I told him I don't need to study in here, and I will just go to other school to study.
结果他去报告我们系主任，后来我系主任说年轻人不要这样生气，换个教授算了，就我们所以还是留在 UI， 但是我就算换一换，就浪费了我几年很宝贵的青春年纪。
So, and then this advisor got so angry, so he went to tell the dean, and the dean said, young man, don't get such a bad temper, let's change your advisor. So I did that, and then it does waste me a few years.
大笨蛋。
I'm such an idiot.
真是的，浪费这样宝贵光阴，几分钟、五分钟、两分钟的刚一丢。一丢丢了几年的光阴，就是笨了。
So I'm such an idiot. I just throw away the paper. It's only taking me 2 minutes, but waste me for a few years of time.
好，我们再想下去。所以哈，下面就是我们寂寞的时光的时候容易犯罪。
And the next one is when we are lonely and easy sin.
大约20多年前，我们那时候也看报纸，也是在我们当地的一个报纸，登了一个很悲惨的故事。我连续看了好多天，真是惨不忍睹。在 Moses Lake， 你们晓得 Moses Lake 一个地方叫，晓不晓得？ Moses Lake，
Moses,、so、
听过哈。
In 20 years ago, in the same thing is in the local newspaper is talk about a one thing happened. It's happened in Moses Lake.
里面有一个高中女生，毕业时候全校第一名，就到华大念书。
And there is one girl. She's the first place in her class in her school, and then went to the University of Washington.
我名字忘记掉了。
I forgot her name.
结果这个人是小乡下来的人，所以到了华大念书的时候，朋友不是很多，家里而且这个小孩是孤儿，是他姑妈养，aunt 他姑妈养大的。
So she's a first place graduate, but because she was from the little town, and also she was an orphan, she raised by her aunt, and so she's.
她家里环境不好，所以没有什么。但来了华大没有什么朋友。
So she doesn't have many friends in University of Washington.
那么考完那个期中考。
So when she finished the final.
不是 final 那个 midterm。
Oh, midterm.
然后她就觉得很寂寞。
And she felt lonely.
她就到一个酒吧去喝酒。
So you went to a bar and drink.
哈，刚好这样巧，三个那些 sense 中文叫什么？就是那些异端 sense。
Card.
The same similar. Even smaller than card.
Again.
Well, they have some believings.
So okay. So that's card. So three members from a card, and in that bar too.
刚好就变成朋友。
And then she become friend of those people.
好了，以后这个女孩子被这几个人强奸。
And she got raped by those people.
然后最后又怀了孕。
And then she got pregnant.
然后他们在。那个湖莫西的旁边，将他肚皮剖开，切开他来献祭。
And so, in the, so they cut off her belly and sacrifice her as their offering to what they believe.
我是三言两语了，那个新闻登的强气的不得了，这些是做的事情，哎呀，不是人做的事情，我告诉你，这碗红豆汤。不吃不玩，他就是他寂寞那时候就跑到酒吧，刚好碰了这三个人，就是这个刚好碰了红豆汤。所以我们在这个寂寞，不管男孩女孩，在寂寞的时候要小心。
So those are this is just an example, and when she was lonely, and that those three guys came out just like the stew for her, and then it end up just give her life. So we got to be very careful.
中国也有很多这种。故事多不了。我以前看过一篇文章，叫你们大家也看过，京戏里面叫大皮官，你们有没有？你大概没？这人年代老一代，你叫庄子写过一篇文章。
So it's about the.
OK.
It's
有故事是这样讲的：一个人丈夫死了，连军寡妇很想嫁人。
So you talk about there was it's kind of a Chinese opera. It has a story about a young widow, and she wants to marry again.
然后就碰到一个很英俊的人。
So she saw one guy is very handsome.
然后要结婚。
And she wants to get married.
所以你看，就讲情欲东西就要现在的。你讲的情欲就是 very.
This is just talk about the sex, the sinful nature.
Always 就要对那，你看的。这个她这个男朋友呢？
Yeah.
说头痛。
So the boyfriend said he got headache.
她丈夫刚刚死，那个坟还没有干。
So for this widow, her husband just passed away. Even the tomb is not. Just passed away, and even the tomb was built, but not even dry yet.
她说头痛，她说太太说你要吃什么东西啊，才会好。
So his the new boyfriend say I got headache. So this widow say, so what do you need to eat that can cure your headache?
他说要吃人的头。
So he say
大脑。
Then he need to eat the brain of human being.
他就去将那个他的棺材，将他丈夫的坟墓打开，大皮棺就中间垫起，将他头打开。
So he opened the tomb and then take her husband's
brain.
The brain.
当然这是这个庄子写的一篇文章，但是啊，当时这个故事是那个一打开棺，那个人活起来了。
And then the story is when they open the tomb, the people come back to life.
我觉得重点是这样子，在你孤单寂寞的时光，容易犯罪。
But the main point here we want to describe is we want to say is when you are lonely, it's easy sin.
好，当我们第五点。
The fifth.
你看这个红豆汤哈。OK， 当我们趾高气扬、得意忘形的时候
，and when we are so proud, even forget who we are。
大家都晓得马太福音，马太福音第十四章，叙律王生日，叙律王呢讨了他哥哥的太太做妻子，那个司祭员说你不对啊，这是我们犹太人的法律上律法上不可以的，你不可以做事情。这个叙律王很生气。将他关在监牢里面。
So the it's talk about in the Matthew chapter 14 when the king Shira feel because he married his brother's wife and when John the Baptist told him you should not do that and so then he just sent him to the jail.
好了，到他生日，这个西罗底就是那个女的。他女儿跳舞，跳得希律王高兴得不得了。
So that on his birthday, when his daughter, well, this wife's daughter danced, and then so the king Shira was really happy.
就说你要什么我都给你。
And then he told this girl, say whatever you want, I'll give to you.
然后他说我要司祭员的头。
And so she said, I want the head of the.John the Baptist.
我们趾高气扬、得意忘形的时候，常常做些不应该讲的话、不应该答应的事情要答应，他就将你这个叫宝贵的生命，就为他这句话就杀掉了。
And whenever we are proud of us, we have the pride on ourselves, we feel like so the fullness in ourselves, and we say the word that we should not say just because of this.For that one word, and he killed the.
你们晓得在新约里面，主耶稣称赞司祭员，说父人圣殿没有一个人比司祭员更大的。这样大一个先知，就是为他啊心高兴时候答了一句话，将人家生命都取掉。所以我们真的要在心高气扬的时候也要注意，说每个人的红豆汤不一样。
So in the gospel book, and Jesus say the.John the Baptist is the one. Is no woman, no anyone born from a woman is bigger than John the Baptist. But just because of that one word, and he got beheaded.
当我们恐惧、忧伤的时候，我们也会做很多事情。
And when we sad and when we scared, we will do many things.
我们大家都晓得，曹操杀吕伯奢一家啊，我这不讲了，因为这女人对中国文化不太可能不太熟。我讲一个故事哈，当这个 二十世纪初叶的时候，美国到阿拉斯加去开发金矿，就很多人冒险就去这个采黄金。
Okay, so in the beginning of 20th century, there are a lot of people that American went to Alaska to go try to dig for the gold mine.
然后这有一对年轻夫妇也去那边淘金。
And so there were a young couple. They also went there to hopefully can find the gold.
然后他们就生了一个小孩。
And then they have a kid.
然后不久了，因为那边医药不太好，
because,
这个太太就死掉了。
And because the medication is not that well, and so the wife passed away.
这个人就单独的将他那个小孩养，但是他家里养一条狗，非常好的狼狗。
So this person is really so have to raise the kid by himself, and he has a dog, a very very good one.
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
他就非常训得很好，所以他每天就将那个奶啊什么的放在家里，用那个狗来喂这个小孩。
So it's a very good German Shepherd. So he used this dog to feed this kid.
哦，每天回来，小孩一天天长大，非常好。
So every single day, and then the kid just grow up nicely.
很好，那这小孩长大了。
So eventually the kid grow up.
小孩大概他们有一两岁了。
The kid is about 1 or 2 years old.
有一天他回家。
One day when he went home.
看到满家都是血。
And he saw the blood all over the house.
The 血 blood, 哎呀。
The blood.
对，血。一看那个狗满嘴都是血。
And you look at the German Shepherd is also full of blood over his mouth.
他想，一定是我的狗今年恢复这个兽性了，将我的小孩吃掉了。
So he said it must because the dog just eat my kid.
他气得不得了。
So he got so angry.
想都来不及想。
He could not even think about anything.
拿着枪就有枪，将那狗就打死。
He took out his gun and then killed this German Shepherd.
枪一响，就听到一个小孩子哭的声音。
And when the gun, when he just shoot the gun, and then he hear the kid's
baby cry,
the baby cry.
然后他一看，原来家里还一条狼。
And when he saw it, when he looked, and then he found out there was a wolf.
那个狼被一个狼被狗咬死，那狗的狗腿呢被狼咬伤了。
And so he saw this wolf.Was killed by this German Shepherd, and the leg of the German Shepherd got beaten by this.
然后那个小孩平平安安的爬出来。
So this kid came out safely.
当我们甚愤怒的时候，我们常常连等一分钟都不等，就做下一个决定。
So sometimes when we get angry, we won't even wait for a minute, and then we just made a rush decision.
好了。可能情形还不止六样，我不知道。
There are more than six items.
这个是我知道的，最容易被试探胜过的时候。
But these six items are the items I know it's very easy to get tempted.
And 跌倒。
And it's very easy get stumbled by the temptation.
Yeah. 我们怎么样从这里面学些什么功课呢？
And how do we learn from here?
The next two slides, 下一个。我们怎么样？好，我们的回答，也就是今天我们要学的功课。
And that's what we need to learn today.
这最重要的了。
It's the most important part.
第一，我们的罪人，我们的敌人。
The first one is our enemy.
要认清我们什么是我们的敌人。
So to know who's our enemy.
雅各坏不坏？雅各骗他长子，骗完长子还骗父亲的祝福，所以以撒说。我父亲死了以后，我要将我弟弟杀掉。
So is Jacob really a bad person because he deceived his brother and he also deceived his father? That's why Esau said, "I will kill Jacob after my father pass away."
他们果然不错，他们这两个种族，以色列民族和约旦国的那个一些种族，打了四千年。
So it's just as he said, there are 4,000 years war between Israel and Judea.
我们先问一下大家，这个以扫的敌人是谁
？So I want to ask everybody, who is the true enemy of Esau?
是雅各呢，还是谁
？Is Jacob or someone else?
同意雅各的，请举手。
Who thinks it's Jacob and raise your hand? So Esau's enemy is Jacob.
不是 Jacob 啊，大家都不同意。
So nobody agrees, okay?
你 OK 好。
我不同意。
不同意哈。 谁才敌人？他自己。
So who's his enemy? It's himself.
同不同意？
有人举手了。
Yeah, 同意。
啊，
贵。他自己。
That's himself.
他自己。我们常常认错敌人。我记得我现在在工作的时候，我们在办公室贴一条子，我走过千山万水，花了十几年，东南西北全部走过，人跑过，最后真正找到我们敌人就是我自己。
I used to in my office, and there was a poster that say I went through all the places and then searched for years, and eventually I found out that my true enemy is myself.
就是我们的罪性。
It's our sinful nature.
我们常常认错。最难对付的敌人，最凶残的人，就是我们自己。
And the hardest enemy to beat up is ourselves.
我们的骄傲，我退休以后，常常因为我在三十退休，因为我年纪大，常常有人到我家里来，因为说永伯伯、永伯伯也不满两夫妇就结婚四十多年了，所以有时候家庭问题到我来。
So,
我每次听他们讲话，一点不错，都找错敌人。丈夫以为太太是敌人，太太以为丈夫敌人，其实两个自己敌人就自己。
So after I retired, because brother Ron and his wife has been married 40 years, so a lot of people came to their house and asked for the marriage problem, and then but they really found the wrong enemy. Their enemy is not husband or wife. Their enemy, the true enemy, is themselves.
啊，我还不错，我那时候还一点小名声，还替好不少弟兄姐妹解决家庭问题哈。
So I'm famous to solve this kind of problem for brothers and sisters.
我们永远不认识我们的敌人，除了圣灵告诉我们。
We don't really know our enemy until the Holy Spirit tell us.
第二点就是认清自己的弱点和败坏。
And the second one is understand our own weakness and our worst part in ourselves.
Weakness, okay, 好。
Weakness, yeah.
又很奇怪，我们人眼睛看别人的很奇怪，不看自己的。我们眼睛里不能看自己，老是看别人。
And so it's kind of stranger. Our two eyes is always watching other people, not watching ourselves.
这个人这个毛病，那个人那个毛病。
And so we found a lot of trouble, a lot of problem with other people.
奇怪，我就看不到自己。
But we cannot see ourselves.
甚至照镜子也没有用。
Even we see through the mirror is useless.
为什么呢？我们看了镜子啊，是我们看镜子，不是镜子看我们。
And because when we see through the mirror, is we see the mirror, is not mirror see us.
自己看自己很难看。
So it's really hard to see ourselves.
除非真是我身上知道别人已经不容易，知道自己更难。
And to know others is really hard, but even harder to know yourself.
只有圣灵在你心中，只有圣灵在。
Only when Holy Spirit is in you.
因为我们人很坏，自己骗自己，自己东西是对的，人都很奇怪。这个眼睛很厉害。
So for us, we sometimes deceive ourselves, and so we deceive ourselves, and our eyes is very strange. We don't see ourselves.
Yeah, 我们自己做的事情都可以解释得很好的。
So everything we did, we can explain well.
比如说自己小气。
So for example, is if we are the
我们自己 stingy 的时候。
If we are stingy,
然后我们说我们很节俭。
And then so we say we kind of know how to save money.
Yeah, 别人节俭呢，我们就说人家小气。
And when other people know how to can save money, we say they are stingy.
我们自己鲁莽呢，我们就说果断，敢做敢当。
So whenever we are rude, then we say we are firm.
别人呢就相反，别人就说人家鲁莽，自己嘛就人就是这样子。
So otherwise, but for other people, when they are firm, we say they are rude.
所以只有圣灵才照到我们心灵的那个败坏，那个 sinful nature, 那个 evil 的那种败坏的地方，
so,
我们都不愿意承认自己败。真的人真理光照你自己都不想看自己什么样子。
So only when Holy Spirit is in us and then it brightens us, so we can see our own sinful nature.Sometimes even when we see when the Holy Spirit remind us, we don't even want to see ourselves.
我告诉你，如果真的我们将我们以往心里面想的坏念头放个电影给我们看，我们自己都不想看。
So I tell you the truth, if you play a movie with every single bad idea, every evil idea you have, and you don't even want to watch it.
这个好，只有圣灵才能够有勇气承认我们是什么样的人。
It's only Holy Spirit is powerful and has the courage to show us who we are.
这是做基督徒的那种福分，你根本就你没有这个圣灵，你根本就不会看到自己的弱点，也不知道自己的弱点，也不愿意承认自己的弱点。So, 这个给我们一光照，真是好。Oh,
so this is a true blessing for a Christian because only with Holy Spirit we can see our own weakness and our evil part and even if without Holy Spirit, we won't be able to see us.
这是我们逃脱试探的非常重要一点，认识自己。
So this is a very important part to know ourselves is a way to avoid the temptation.
下一步就是我们一定要向主认罪，这非常重要。你认了罪以后，你那个罪被洗清，你不能够魔鬼再不能控告你。所以这种啊，诗篇127篇讲了，唯有耶和华所喜爱的，必安然睡觉。你这些人能够认罪以后，神给你睡得好，这就是恩典。
So and the following is we have to confess to the Lord and ask the Lord's forgiveness, and only in that situation we can sleep well.
我们才成为一个新造的人，圣灵才会进来我们心中，才能管理我们。我们成为一个新造的人，那个老的人一定是体贴肉体，老的人一定只看现在，只有新造的人能够体贴圣灵。
So only in this situation we can be a new creature, so we can avoid our sin and then we can follow Holy Spirit.
我刚已经讲过了，你看在这个约瑟，在年轻的时候能够逃过这样大的试探，而大卫反而逃不过。你看这个年轻人比老人为什么？并不是约瑟怎么了不起，是约瑟敬畏神。
And so, like the story I talked before, it's Joseph, he can avoid the temptation, but David, who cannot avoid the temptation, is not because of Joseph, he has anything better than David, it's the only thing is because he fear of the Lord.
一点不错。所以啊，我们跟主耶稣走这个十字架的道路，这条道路是很窄的，我告诉你，这条是硬窄。比如说我昨天那天听那个一个姐妹说，大家买房子都报那个这个薪水报多的，全世界这样做，你不能这样做，你是基督徒。
So we know we follow Jesus in the road of the cross is narrow. And like last week when Sister Vivian talked about when they buy the house and then they apply for the loan and then put more the salary, the amount is higher than what they truly earn. This is even the whole world do it, but you cannot do it because you are a Christian.
我们小孩子常讲，爸爸，人家这样做，我说全世界这样做，你也不能这样做。
So sometimes my kid will tell me, say, but dad, the whole world doing this way, Brother Rong say, no, even the whole world do it, you cannot do it.
我们是走窄路。
Because we are walk the narrow path.
十字架的道路是窄的。
Because the way of the cross is narrow.
看起来很艰苦的。
It looks very hard.
其实这是从世人的角度来看。
But this is from the world view.
其实这条路是最安全的。
In fact, this narrow path is the safest path.
你看约瑟走的路，自从他被卖做奴隶以后，到了埃及，每一次他走的路都是这条窄路。
So when just look at Joseph after he got sold to Egypt as a slave, and every single time he walked this narrow path.
你看他这个主人，他做奴隶，他做一个最好的奴隶。
And look at his master. When Joseph become a slave, he was the best slave.
你们不要看过那个安吉卡莱给的。
Angel Carnegie
的自传记。
Angel Carnegie is
the King of Steel, yeah, 那个钢铁大王。
He is the King of the Steel.
他说我一辈子做事，我都是做的最好。我在马路上做清道夫， 做什么事情我们一样做不好，所以他后来成了美国的钢铁大王。
So he said, when in his autobiography, he said, whatever I did, I do the best. Even I cleaned the street, I will be the best one to clean the street. So eventually he became the king of the steel.
看起来很笨。
He looks so, it's not smart.
告诉你，这是一个最安全的道路。
But I tell you, this is the safest way.
你不会犯罪。
Then you won't sin.
你不但不会犯这个世界上的罪，你不会让神担心。
And it's not only you won't sin in this world, and then God will not worry about you.
因为神就是的神的主的话在你左右，主的干、主的杖、主的杆一定甘为你。
So because God's word is surround you, and his staff is leading you.
我在 Hanford 做了几十年事情，三十几年事情。
So I work in Hanford for more than 30 years.
常常看起来人家就勇弟兄是勇不不做一个代事，每一样的结果都是好的。
So、
只要你跟着主走的话。
So sometimes they say, what he did is good. That is because his brother was followed.
Stupid. Okay. 从世界的角度看，你是笨的。我告诉你，不会笨。你看，像约瑟，他明明是被人家诬告他说强奸，他自己坐牢。你看，做好事被坐牢，他不抱怨。
So sometimes in this worldview we are doing things stupid, but in fact those are the safe way. That just like Joseph when he was accused by raping the wife of his master and he get to the jail. He did the right thing, but he went to the jail.
这是对的道路。
But this is the right way.
我告诉你，我现在我已经到77岁，我可以讲的话，因为我走过很多道路，也当然没有像约瑟这样了不起，但就很多事情是被冤枉，被不合理的待遇。但是我们的主结果总是比我原来的好。
So that like for Brother Ron, he has been 77 years old, and then in many experience he has is not fairly treated. But whatever the result he got is always better than what he thought.
这就像我要讲的，你体贴圣灵，那个红头堂在你面前就失去诱惑的能力，失去光彩，一点引诱都没有。
So.When you follow Holy Spirit, the stool that in front of you is lost its temptation, and then there is no way it will tempt you.
我讲讲一个小故事给你们听。
I'll tell you one my personal
story. 我家里我父亲是军人。
My father is in soldier, army.
我父亲是皇卫军校二期的，所以我们家里啊，你们看过那个《Song of Music》，但我们家里没像《Song of Music》，我父亲讲话我们立正的。
So my father was in army, and then wherever he talked at home, we have to stand still.
Attention.
Get attention, right?
我们排队。
So we have to line up. We have five brothers.
So 我父亲讲话，我们五人排着一队。
So wherever my father talked, we have to line up in a row.
立正。所以后来我念大学，我们就同学来看我。
So when I go to college, one of my friends to visit me.
所以你们家里神经病是吧
？And then he said, "Is your family crazy?"
这我已经习惯了。
But I get used to it.
那我来了美国生了小孩。
So when I came here, when I have my own kid.
我的小孩讲话，他们当然不立正。
So whenever I talk to them, they won't get attention.
No, no.
I won't.
他我那个老二，老二念初中的时候，我老二成绩很好。
My second kid, she has a very good grade.
然后他初中的时候我就回家又问他，我说他在选课，我说你选什么课
？So when she's try to choose her class, and then so I asked her what class are you going to select?
他不但不立正，他坐在那边腿放在桌子上面，看着我说 ，Daddy, are you want to control the rest of my life?
So when I asked him what class are you going to pick, and then she not only standing up, she sit on the chair, feet on the table, and look at me and say, "Daddy, do you want to control the rest of my life?"
我手都放在这边，就给了一个耳光，你什么东西
？I kind of put my hand on the side. I almost get slap her.
照我以前练 PhD 的脾气，早就给他一个耳光。我父亲讲话，我们早就立正，哪里？而且这个态度，那个一副藐视我这个，感谢主的时候，我已经信主了。我一直到现在一直相信， 那个手没有打出去，就是圣灵按住我的手。
So I was I almost slapped my daughter because if it's my father talk to us, I already stand up. But look at her attitude. I feel like even a few years ago before I believe in God, I probably would slap her. But I did not do it. I believe that's what Holy Spirit control me to not to slap my daughter. And then I also know that is the right decision.
真的是，信主。我就等待了一两分钟，气得不得了。
So I got so angry for a couple minutes.
我真的不应该讲这话，就有时候真是气。我想你这个小鬼，下次再气我就叫你掐死。
So I was so mad. So I feel like you next time if you make me so angry, I got to kill you.
但是我忘记了，我是我们教会同工会主席啊。
But I forgot. I actually is the leader for the co-worker in our
church. 这个
单说
永伯伯好有修养的。
So I supposed to be be able to control myself.
我实在气得不了，我一辈子从来没气过，很少气，因为我练书也就气也小事气了，对我练书出来做事，我女儿气得我就是上班都没有精神。
So I barely get angry, but my daughter got me so mad I don't even have the energy to go to work.
我故事少讲，圣灵真是有用。
So,
谢了主，好，我女儿现在在华大。做医学院做教授，他 Stanford 毕业，后来到哈佛实习，然后到布扬啊，非常好。现在已经是associate professor。如果我那个耳光一打，我保证我们父女一点感情都没有。
So my daughter is already a professor in the medical school in University of Washington, and I do believe if I slap her back then maybe all the relationship I have with my daughter.
这个小孩，这个小我三个女儿，这个小孩是现在最听话的一个小孩。
And this is the one most obedient daughter I have.
我只敢对她大吼大叫。
I can only yell to her.
其他小孩我都不敢。
For my other two kids, I cannot even raise my voice to talk to them.
我晓得，过了几天，我后来过主弟兄他周末讲过了，我讲句话，要孝顺父母。我那时候觉得我对他错，圣经上要孝顺父母，那我当时对了。第二，中国人要孝顺父母，我是200%对，我女儿是200%错。
So in Bible say we have to obey parents, and so from Bible I think I'm right, and from Chinese we always the kids have to always obedient to parents, so I think I'm 200% right.
She's 200% wrong.
And so she's 200% wrong because I'm
200% right. 后来我读圣经要孝顺父母。
But later on when I read Bible you talk about we have to obey our parents.
Honor
our parents.
是指谁？指我，想懂了。
Then,
我永素锦要孝顺父母，不是说要你的女儿孝顺你。
So when I read Bible talk about we have to honor our parents, and actually when I read it, I eventually understand that I have to, it's me myself have to honor my parents. It's not my kids have to honor me.
圣经上没有说你要你的儿子女儿孝顺你，他没有这样讲。要孝顺父母，这指我讲的。
And the Bible never said you need to have your kids honor you.
自从了解以后，那碗红豆汤，他再捣蛋，再不听话，这个红豆汤没有诱惑能力，我再不给他一个耳光。
So after I understand what I read, the temptation of that stool to slap my daughter is no longer affect me. So I won't do this kind of thing again.
这就和大家分享。圣灵能够让你头脑搞清楚。
So this is tell everybody, Holy can make your mind clear.
真的是，我这时候我只有几，我还可以讲很多这种，就是这种叫圣灵提醒你，读圣经读错了，孝顺父母只是我这个人孝顺父母，做儿女的榜样。
So Holy Spirit remind us what we read Bible or don't read it wrong, and we talk about honor our parents, talk about ourselves honor our parents, not our kids honor us.
好多人读圣经是为别人读的。
And so many people read Bible is read for other people.
我以前就说，你看永礼兄，你看这就是你，这坏人。
So like in the past, we like to say, look at this one, this is about you, but it's not really about other people, it's about yourself.
好，我们今天就到这里。希望我们从以后，我们每个弟兄注意那些不要危险的地方，而且体贴圣灵。我们真光教会 那个荣耀神的教会。
So that's my message today, and I hope true light will be the follow Holy Spirit, not follow our sinful nature, so we are able to glorify God.
好，我们用第二祷告。
Let's bow head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们晓得我们都是不配，我们都是罪人，就是你在我们还在罪人的时候，钉在十字架上，为我们这些罪人舍命。你的爱就向我们彰显了。
Lord, we know we all sinner, and when we were still sinner, you died on the cross for us. So, we to save our life.
我们愿意将我们所有的罪恶钉在十字架上。
We would like to crucify all our sin on the cross.
我们愿意走你十字架的道路。
We will follow the way of cross.
主啊，我们让你这个十字架路，让我们是真光教会每一位弟兄每天走这条窄的道路。
So please lead us to walk this narrow path of the cross.
求主祝福我们的教会。
May you bless our church.
祝福每一位弟兄姐妹。
May you bless every single brothers and sisters.
看顾他们的家庭。
Watching for their family.
看顾他们的小孩。
Watching for their kids.
看顾他们的老人。
Watching for their elders.
看顾他们的事业。
And watching for their
让我们每一个人都能够彰显你的荣耀。
So we can all glorify your glory.
我们这样感恩的祈求祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank and pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢大家时间。
Thank you. 谢谢。拜拜。